Hello, and welcome to today's podcast going over the book The Overachievers, The Secret Life of Driven Kids by Alexandra Robbins. The book is in the point of view of Robbins, who is an unbiased narrator. It is 405 pages in length and is nonfiction. The book is a book that displays issues with the pressures faced by high school students today.
This book contains many characters, however, mostly focuses on AP Frank, who received his nickname from taking so many AP courses, Audrey, a Hispanic junior who deals with perfectionism, and Julie, a self-driven overachiever who pretends to have a perfect life and be confident.
Now moving on to main conflict scene in the book. As seen with Audrey, she pushes herself to the limit because she won't allow herself to turn anything in that is less than eight. Perfect perfectionism seen in overachiever culture. Another issue faced by the majority of the characters is an overpacked schedule. Students have filled their schedules to the rim with only AP classes, clubs, and sports after school. That is hard. Now moving on to questions. How do you see overachiever culture in Kennesaw Mountain High School?
I constantly see students pushing themselves to be the best they can in terms of sports, extracurriculars, and AP classes. I personally have known people who are fighting for a spot as valedictorian or even salutatorian.
All right, to reference Robin's proposals to change school policies, we should drop class rank. Class rank encourages competition, cheating, and choosing classes based on GPA rate rather than on interest, not to mention directly pitting students against one another. Abolishing class rank sends the message that schools are interested in students as individuals rather than as compared to their classmates. In any case, for more than 10 years, the importance of class rank has been diminishing in the eyes of college admissions officers. Do you agree or disagree with this excerpt?
Unfortunately, I disagree with this notion. Although it makes for competition, it does not encourage all the other negative behavior. The negative behavior is a result of it. Class rank provides students with motivation to do better and is not necessarily a deciding factor in college admissions.
Now, do you think that AP Frank's mom's actions were justified through the book? Her argument was that she only wanted to see her children succeed, and Robin provides a side note explaining how Korean people were raised at the time.
I think there are positive ways to encourage good school behavior in one's children. Although the actions may have been justified in the mom's mind, it doesn't excuse the physical abuse faced by her children. If it got to a point where the younger high school son needed to move out, then the mother was in the wrong.
Robbins proposes that students should take a year off between high school and college, a gap year. Do you think this is a good idea?
This is a point I completely agree with. Students, more specifically overachievers, work very hard their 4 years of high school, and college is only going to be more difficult. A year off would allow students to relieve stress and not constantly worry about either ending high school or beginning college. I believe a year would be a perfect amount of time off.
Robbins also proposes scrapping the SAT. What do you think of this?
I don't think that should happen. There are some schools that give quote-unquote AP classes but make them tremendously easy for students, while others make it incredibly difficult. The SAT puts students all over the nation on a level playing field.
All right, so overall, I recommend this book 5 stars, and especially for juniors in high school. They are all facing these overachiever culture issues that Robbins illustrates in her book, and would benefit from reading and understanding them.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Have a wonderful life.